The Federal Trade Commission has taken the first action against a spyware company, and NPR's Larry Abramson has more on that.
The Federal Trade Commission is asking a federal judge to shut down Seismic Entertainment Productions and other companies all tied to Sanford Wallace. He's already notorious for his earlier involvement in spamming and junk faxing. According to the FTC, Wallace's latest venture takes him into new territory, spyware and adware. These two software cousins can be downloaded surreptitiously onto the computers of Internet users who happen to visit certain websites. In this case, the FTC's Lydia Parnas says the software would inundate the infected computer with blaring warnings like this one.
Spyware programmers can control your computer hardware if you fail to protect your computer right at this moment. Now, can you believe this? The defendants were selling software to fix the problem they just caused. I've decided this is my definition of online chutzpah.
Informed users know they can fight back with free spyware antidotes, but even experienced users can get frustrated trying to remove the most aggressive forms of software involved in this case. Lydia Parnas says the FTC hopes that cases like this one will raise awareness among consumers.
If you're bombarded with pop-up ads, if your keyboard suddenly doesn't work, if your web browser mysteriously directs you to unfamiliar territory, chances are a spyware program is lurking in your system.
The growing number of complaints about these attacks prompted the House to pass two anti-spyware bills last week. Privacy groups, however, have long argued that the Federal Trade Commission shouldn't wait for new laws. They say the government already has the power to shut down operations that deceive consumers and make their computers unusable. Ari Schwartz is with the Center for Democracy and Technology, which first complained about this scam to the FTC. Even though this was a particularly egregious case, Schwartz says the government still took 8 months before they were ready to go to court.
You know, when we put together this complaint, we felt as though we were sort of laying it on a silver platter there for the FTC. We just have to convince the FTC. They have to convince a judge. So they felt they needed more time to put together the case. But, you know, all these different pieces certainly made it easier for them.
It may be more difficult for the government to go after less annoying forms of spyware, which simply change a user's homepage or invisibly track a user's online movements. Some computer experts believe government efforts will always be too slow to stop online deception. They say users need to find technical tools of their own and gird their loins for eternal battle against viruses, spyware, spam, and whatever comes next. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.